ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, chapter number 2, 2nd, and text number 7. Vasudeve Bhagavati
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Janayatyasu Vairagyam
Janayatyasu Vairagyam
Jnanam Chadyadahitukam
Jnanam Chadyadahitukam
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Janayatyasau Vairagyam
Janayatyasau Vairagyam
Jnanam Chadyadahitukam
Jnanam Chadyadahitukam
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Janayatyasau Vairagyam
Janayatyasau Vairagyam
Jnanam Chadyadahitukam
Jnanam Chadyadahitukam
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha
Janayatyasu Vairagyam
Janayatyasu Vairagyam
Jnanam Chadyadahitukam
Jnanam Chadyadahitukam
Vasudeve,
Vasudeve,
unto Krishna,
unto Krishna,
Bhagavati,
Bhagavati,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Bhakti Yoga,
Bhakti Yoga,
contact of devotional service,
contact of devotional service,
Prayojitaha,
Prayojitaha,
being applied. Janayati,
Janayati,
does produce,
Asau,
very soon,
Vairagyam,
detachment,
Jnanam,
knowledge,
Cha,
and
Yat,
that which,
Ahaitukam,
causeless. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By rendering devotional service unto the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, to be something like material emotional affair, may argue that in the revealed scriptures, sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic power and similar other processes of transcendental realizations are recommended. According to them, bhakti or devotional service of the Lord is meant for those who cannot perform the high-grade activities. Generally, it is said that the bhakti cult is meant for the Shudras, Vaishyas and less intelligent women class. But that is not actual fact. The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities and therefore is simultaneously sublime and easy. It is sublime for pure devotees who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord. And it is easy for the neophytes who are just on the threshold of the house of bhakti. To achieve and the contact of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is a great science. And it is open for all living beings, including the Shudra, Vaishyas, women, and those who of the lower than the low-born Shudras, and what to speak of the high-class men like the qualified Brahmanas and the great self-realized kings. The other high-grade activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc. are all corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult. The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual, and the result of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from the material affection and become attached to the spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether. As man with a poor fund of knowledge, think. Nishkarma means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of positive. Negation of the non-essential does not mean negation of the essentials. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive forms. The bhakti cult is realized and negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of bhakti cult, with the application of the positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things and he becomes attached to the superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult is being the topmost occupation of the living being, leads him out of the material sense enjoyment. That is a sign of pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor he is engaged in the inferior energies, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. In conclusion, one who is pure, but one who has only the knowledge, one who is pure devotee has all the good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of all human beings.
Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakantam Sya He Krishna Karna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayavitya Janayityasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chad Ahitukam.
By rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. We have to understand what is meant by devotional service. If we are performing devotional service, then two products should follow. The result should be twofold. Bhakti Devi has two sons. One is called Vairagya and another is called Jnana. But Ahituki Vairagya, Ahituki Jnana. Means causeless detachment and causeless knowledge. What is cause and what is causeless?
Without expecting something different.
In the general principle of karma, cause and effect is to be understood. When we see anything, any object, you know, what was the cause of it? So it became an effect. What was the cause of kartal? Kartal is an effect. It's a product. What is Kartal? It's metal. So the cause is that by some device that the metal was melted and shaped into this. That's why it looks like this. Right? So, for any object of achievement, which is called effect, effect means the product, there must be a cause behind it. So, causeless means not talking of action and reaction here at all. We are not talking, say if I do 16 rounds, it will produce this, it will produce that. No. That is material in nature. Because temporary things have temporary causes. You know? Anything that has been material, it is for, say the body has been produced, there was a cause. The cause is interaction of the material nature and material energies. The soul does not take part in the cause or effect. By misunderstanding, he will think he's an effect and there is something cause behind it. Krishna says, no, you are eternal. You have been ever existing. That is a fact. And I'm also eternally existing. But because of the Maya, which is caused by Lord Krishna, and the product of the Maya, this material world, is an effect, the soul thinks that he is part of cause and effect. The soul thinks he's also part of the cause. Or there must be cause of him. So for every reason, there is a question, and the answer is because why did you do? Because I. What is because? The cause is this. Because. But how to recognize the transcendental process? It simply brings out our own reality. And that is that we are not cause of anything, neither we are not effect of anything. We are eternal. The eternal things are beyond cause and effect. We are part and parcel of Krishna, qualitatively one, but because part is not a product of Krishna, we are simultaneously existing. Therefore, we do not belong to any cause. Krishna is the cause of all causes. But this cause is, what we say, in the material manifestations are there. Krishna is cause of all causes. Because he is the Supreme Lord. So there are a lot of causes for him to manifest different things. But he never said that I have manifested you. He recognized our existence from time immemorial. It is an eternal, irrevocable fact. So those who have material conceptions, they ultimately think Krishna is the cause of our being, so he must have a material body. They do not have an idea of spirituality at all. The spiritual situation is without cause. It is ever existing. So, Vasudeva Bhagavati, if we are engaged in bhakti yoga unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, If we are engaged in devotional service, we will gain causeless detachment and knowledge. Oh, because I am so much troubled in the material world, you know, material world taught me that I should get out from here. Right? I should get out from here. And therefore I took shelter of Lord Krishna. The material world is the cause of my detachment. No, rascal, that you have the original constitution. You were existing with Lord Krishna once upon a time. You simply forgot because of your misuse of minute independence. You thought that you are Lord yourself and you want to enjoy without Him. So you became entangled. We become entangled in the material world. We think we are the product of the material world. Right? But by worshipping Lord Shri Krishna, we come to realize that we are not the product of this material world. And therefore, we have nothing to do with this material world. By becoming solid and confirmed in this understanding, he becomes, you know, detached from the material world. Otherwise, it is too hard to give up. I have me, mine, so much. Two things must generate if we worship the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is, causeless detachment and causeless knowledge should come. Knowledge is but the action, you know, internal action is of detachment. Knowledge is also internal. We don't have to exhibit. Jarbharat was so much internally detached and full of knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he acted dumb and deaf. But an appropriate time came, he started chastising Rahugan and brought him to his senses. You know? So the idea is that those who are liberated, they are full of knowledge, and if we fail to recognize, then it will be a big offense towards them. So we have to see the characteristics of the devotee. These characteristics are two kinds. One is called Swarupa Lakshan or intrinsic character of the soul, that he is surrendered to Lord Krishna within and he is aware of it. But because he is embodied, you know, the body is an effect. Soul is not an effect, but the body is an effect. He is confined into the body. So therefore, he develops 26 qualities which are divine by devotional service. So, these are called Tatashta Lakshana. Because he is in bodily, not bodily conception, he is detached, he must be liberated within. But he exhibits these characteristics. And those who are liberated, they recognize it. Those who are not liberated, they cannot recognize it. So, the question which are beyond the bodily conception of life, when somebody tried to explore I'll give you the example. Prabhupada was asked in Los Angeles by somebody, have you seen God? And Prabhupada just said, why should I tell you? Those who don't understand the science of devotional service, where a devotee who is imbued in love of Godhead, he is always seeing Lord face to face right within the heart with the eyes which are anointed with love. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaha Sadaivaradeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Machintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purushantam Mahavayam. Premanjana Churita. In the real eyes, first the eyes are given by Shastra. So, a devotee will look through the eyes of Shastra. What does it say? Because Shastra describes the character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, he has to study. So, he has to see through the eyes of Shastra. But then, when he practices, he starts seeing Lord face to face by development of devotional service. And devotional service means loving devotional service. You know, there is salve of love. So he sees right from the core of his innermost heart with the eyes of divine love. The love is smeared in these eyes. But eyes of what? Eyes of the soul. He comes in contact, yoga. He connects with himself by devotional service. So, bhakti yoga, this is called bhakti yoga. You have to connect with the Lord right from the heart as your only lovable object. Right? So, here Srila Prabhupada is telling about these qualities of development. They are automatically developed in the embodiment of a devotee. If he is worshipping the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Shri Krishna, through his name, form, qualities and pastimes. You know? So, the demigods are of this nature. They are of devotee nature. It says that in a pure devotee, all the good characters of the demigods are embodied. But those who are not devotees, you don't find any good quality. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Whosoever devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is akinchana, means no attachment in the material world. Sarvagunai tatra samata set suraha. Sarvagunai. All the good qualities of all the demigods are in his embodiment. Otherwise, demigods are known by only particular quality. Not all the qualities will be simultaneously exhibited in them. But in a pure devotee, all the good qualities of all demigods will be embedded in. Harava abhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Those who are non-devotees, you know, those who do not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, manorathaya asato dhavati mahi. He simply hovers on the chariot of the mind and become eccentric. They never develop any good quality. Check with atheist and theist. What is the possibility? An atheist is not a friend. He does not be. He cannot develop good qualities. If he has good qualities, then he is not atheist. Understand? he might have some reservation, you know. But if he is a well-behaved, well-cultured, you know, Prabhupada says, an honest atheist is far better than a Mayavadi. You know, an honest atheist is far better than Mayavadi. So, harav abhaktasya kuto mahad guna manarathena asati dhavato bahi. He simply hovers on the chariot of the mind, thinking whimsically, can't come to develop even good qualities. Kuto mahad guna. There won't be any tangible good qualities in him. So, ahetuki jnana and vairagya, these two are the children of Bhakti Devi. She has two boys. Bhakti Devi has two children. One is called Vairagyam and another is called Jnanam. Alright. Who wants to be Vairagyam? Raise their hand. Yes. You know? Who wants to be Jnanam? Not you? Why? Because then you will have no good qualities. If you want to be a good boy, then you must perform devotional service. And devotional service starts from?
Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Rama. Rama. Hare. Yes. Those who chant Hare Krishna, they have good qualities. So, this verse is very famous. Sutta Goswami is narrating. You know, what is meant by devotional service? It's not a whimsical thing. You know, it must produce, you know, ahetuki jnana and bhakti. Because Krishna is not ordinary. Approach of Krishna is also not ordinary. It is happening after bahu sambhavante, after many births that we get human body. And even in the human body, we get rare chance to come into contact of devotees. Where the bhakti begins. So, naturally, nobody likes to be grounded up in the Kali Yuga again. Right? If anybody has a plan to come back, please tell me. Srimad Bhagavatam is solid. It will cut all the ignorance. You know? There's no Shastra like Srimad Bhagavatam. Please study it well and you'll be immensely benefited. It will mitigate all the problems. We have to live like an expert. Ahituki jnana and vairagya, they should be in our heart. Just like Jadabharat. And while confronting with the material egoistic natures, we should speak up. Just like him. He was not interested to kill even an ant. So he was jumping. And he was carrying palanquin of that Rahugan Raja. The other guy, he said, it's not me, the other fat boy, you know, he does not carry you nicely. So, the king chastised, what are you doing? Why are you disturbing me? Can't you walk straight? But he would not listen. He wanted the king to become angry and come before him. So whenever the end passed, he will jump, that he will not crush it. Right? So, and the king who is sitting, he would hit the roof of the palace and get hurt. So Rahugan, frustrated, came down and started chastising. And then Jadabharata opened up his mouth and smashed the ego of the materialistic king. But because he was pious king, he recognized, you know, and he begged his forgiveness, and he became his, you know, student. He accepted Jadabharata to be his spiritual master. That means he saved. He saved from falling back into the material pool. This is the foremost function of a guru. Always protect us from falling down, steeping down muck in the day, and deeper muck of mind. No, he's supposed to pull us out. Get out! Come on! Hold my hand, let's go! So, the material world is pressing so much, you know. Always get relief, you know. And in this way, we should start looking into the ultimate benefit of bhakti. That we will be able to go back home, back to God. So, Prabhupada is giving a very nice example of about naishkarmya. How to work in a detached mood. Alright? Let's understand that part. The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. If we have not developed even a little bit of detachment or knowledge of the Absolute Truth, then our bhakti is not nice. You know, we are hampering our bhakti. We must look into where we are getting wrong. What do we understand? We do not understand bhakti, neither we are practicing the way it has to be practiced. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything, material and spiritual both. Alright? And the result of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from the material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. Because he knows both. In Ishopanishad, we are advised to study both. Both material and spiritual. Vidyam cha avidyam cha yastad vedo bhayam saha avidyam mrityam tirpa vidyam amrutam ashnate. We should simultaneously learn both vidya and avidya. Avidya means material knowledge, and vidya means spiritual. Sa vidyaya vimuktaye. That is the vidya which liberates us from the effect of the material nature. Otherwise, everything we learn in the school and everywhere, it is avidya. Not vidya, but avidya. So, Ishopanishad is telling us that we should learn simultaneously. So right at the age of 5 years, we are supposed to teach, you know, Krishna consciousness to our children. Right from the birth, you know. So they will understand the reality versus temporality. They will understand that they are not this body but spirit soul. And then later on they will be able to discriminate, because Maya teaches them hard lessons and he will not be accepting the jurisdiction of Maya. Rather, he would want to face Maya with courage and will continue devotional service. If Maya attacks him more, he will become more surrendered to Krishna. You know? So in this way, both spiritual knowledge and material knowledge should be studied simultaneously. But don't give weight on the material knowledge first and then spiritual knowledge. That many parents are, you know. Oh, you don't have to go into the bhakti right away, you know. First you study, you know how to survive, you know, like that. So meanwhile he is old enough not to take up the devotional service, because he will be engrossed in sense gratification. I just got an email day before yesterday where a nice Krishna conscious girl got married, you know, but she was not initiated. Somehow or another, the girl has mangal, you know, mangal. That her star is Mars. So there are some impediments, only a Marsi boy can marry her. Just to counteract the effect of this so-called planet, Mars. But somehow or another, the boy like the girl and girl like the boy, and they want to proceed, you know. And the girl's parents were they are still there, but they are followers of Kripalu Sahajiya Bhakti. Right? Sometimes he's coming on the TV. If you watch Sanskar channel and other, you know, this guy, he's claiming himself to be avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and dances in ecstasy and bhav and this and that, you know. He's an imposter. He's not in the line, but he's a learned scholar. He quotes Rupa Goswami here and there and, you know, impresses everybody. But most of his followers are female. Alright? With long hair, and he's almost more than 80 years, but yet he's attracting the female crowd. So, in this way, the situation was that the girl's parents said, forget this boy, we don't have to. But they like each other. Somehow that came to me when I came to know. So this Maharaj, what should we do? You know, that there are troubles ahead in our life. Okay, go for a counteracting. And there must be something. So somehow that she was able to convince her parents, and they took her to a pandit. Said, well, if you have marriage with Shalagra, just get married with Shalagra and mangal will not affect you. So somehow or other, this is karma kanda. When Tulsi was getting married with Shalagra, so somehow or other, I never heard of it. But then, if it's a marriage with Shalagram, I said, you better steal that Shalagram because it's your husband. Eh? The pandit used his Shalagram to get married with the girl and made the procedure. But then I said, where is Shalagram? He said, no, he wouldn't give. I said, he said, forget it. Anyway, you got your things done. And they are getting married. Now, when I started my journey from India in the middle of April, the same day I had a flight when she was getting married, so I blessed her and, you know, took the flight. So it so happened, then she is writing, she was telling, Maharaj, my life is horrible. I said, what do you, are you chanting or not? He says, no. It's not from the boy, but the mother-in-law is giving me trouble. I said, at least you are saved from. So then, what's happening? I said, well, I'm chanting and I'm cooking prasadam. Krishna has provided me, and somehow or other, because of my strong head, you know, they have always some kind of, you know, my in-laws have always some kind of, you know, hatred feeling towards me, you know. But this is an interferer. But somehow or other, the boy is chanting, you know, few rounds. So the mother is trying to fight with him, not me. She says, let her do whatever she is doing, but you don't do. It's not time for you. That is so funny. You know, people understand, well, there is no necessity. If somebody, one person in the house does follow the rules and regulations, that's all right. But why should we do? He will give advantage, or she will give advantage to all of us. This is a very, you know, selfish idea, that this, they want to exclude Krishna from their life. You know? You don't have to. It's not your time. First study. You know? Why this? You know? You are being so much sensible, you are being dragged, huh? That's it. So, people kidnap them, people harass them, deprogram them. Oh my God, we have gone through so many things. So the idea is that when we say we have to start right from the age of 5, you know, by which they will be able to give the discrimination. If you indoctrinate in the materialism, then it will be difficult on the later stage. But because of some pious deeds in the previous life, that materialism frustrates, and that's how they come. But if people are trained right from the very beginning, they have more chances to turn to Krishna in any stage. Even if there is seemingly no material problems, but still there will be devotees. So where is the loss? But people are short-minded. They haratajnana. They said, believe in anything else but not in Krishna. Because they know it. You know, that you will have to become detached. You know, and you have to become detached from us too. Detachment doesn't necessarily you give them up. But do not become so much, you know, over-attached. As far as your functionality is concerned, stay. But remain detached. You know? You have to expertly perform all the functions as a duty-bound person, but remain detached from inside. Because the people we are serving them in Krishna consciousness. Keeping mind of Krishna, so we'll give them the benefit, whether it is by cooking and everything, but because it's being offered, so they are being benefited. So we have to expertly carry out all these activities, you know. And Krishna will help because of that pure nature of the devotional service promotes him with stronger detachment and causeless knowledge. Knowledge means awareness. Knowledge doesn't mean store of information. You are aware of all your surrounding, who is who, what is going on in his mind, you know, how do I have to, you know, keep the balance in the house so everything is cool and quiet. This is practical application of our bhakti. To become expert in managing affairs in Krishna consciousness. So everybody gets benefit. You have to keep the balance with in-laws. We have to keep the balance with husband, children. We have to keep the balance with the relatives. Well, that is real life. You will be so busy. You will be so active in Krishna consciousness, that you can reach out everywhere. The devotees in Singhatoka, they cook, they attend the clinic, they do construction, they do public relations, they have to do even maintain the devotees. Alright? They have to raise funds, they have to do. And can you imagine all these energies are invested in two young mothers?
No.
So in proportion, they are knowledgeable and detachment is there. So they are giving up all their assets in service of Krishna. So it is not impossible. We should be blessed by associating with them. So we can be enthused. It's not that, well, I'm well situated in my house, I can chant 16 rounds, I can do this, okay, few programs, fine. But then what? Act in Krishna consciousness. We don't consider, the future is very bright, why should I engage in detachment? No. They say, when the Upanishads say, Uttishta Jagrata Varani Bodhata, you have to wake up, and be conscious. Try to address your superior nature of the soul. Always remain in contact with it. Perform the devotional service. Basically. So, in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bhove, Kato Nidra, Jao Maya, Pishachira Kove. Sleeping souls, get out from this ignorance and join Sankirtan. It is dynamic activity. So if we can perform Sankirtan outside, can't we perform Sankirtan in the house? Prabhupada said every activity of our household chores should become Sankirtan. So how to transform our daily activity into Sankirtan? Because in the house we are many people. So congregation is there. We can do. But if one is a leader who is infused with that energy, then he will become expert to embrace everyone in an expert way while remaining detached. While remaining detached. Then he will be able to execute the causeless knowledge that he has received to convince them. One couple came with recommendation to get initiation from Auckland, so I was in Vrindavan and they were supposed to be initiated. But they made a mistake to go to Baroda to their home first. and poor people told their in-laws that we are going to get initiated in Vrindavan. I said, no way. No way you can. You know? And they were threatened for breaking the relationships. You know? They think we are going to become sadhus. It's such a fear of ignorance. That the poor guy were completely shocked. And when they came to Vrindavan, they said, Maharaj, please forgive us. I said, what? We have a problem in the house. I said, all glories to Sankirtan. So, if simply by getting into devotional service, if they get such problems, then devotional service is working. Because where the detachment has to be applied, that they did not understand. Detachment means vairagya, and giving up means tyag. Both have gulf of difference. Tyag means artificially rejecting the material things. So they think, oh, they are giving up our house, they are giving up, I will never see them, like that. So ignorance prevails. It becomes so much overcast that it bewilders the mind which is not, really devoted. I said, okay, I can't take the burden. Fine, thank you, I'm relieved. They will be, this is the fact. So Srila Prabhupada says, in this reference, that becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether. Right? As men with poor fund of knowledge think, oh, they will give us. They are so callous that they don't understand our love to them. We have raised them, we have done this, we have done. So they said, forget it. I will commit suicide if you get initiated. Naishkarma means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Either. If you please Krishna, people may not see any good result or bad result either. But yet, because they are attached to the material thing, they think your material body is theirs. It belongs to them. They think they manufactured you. But that is ignorance. They did not manufacture. So, negation means to negate, to deny. Alright? Detachment should not be there if somebody denies detachment. Negation does not mean negation of positive. Negation of positive is never beneficial. It must be there. Positive should be there. You can't negate it. If positive means the one that is beneficial to everyone. As for example, chanting Hare Krishna benefits the one who chants and one who hears also. It benefits the whole atmosphere. It purifies the atmosphere if you chant Hare Krishna. The transcendental vibrations cleanse out all the three modes of material nature and their effects. Because it's superior to the Sattva-guna. What to speak of Rajaguna and Tamaguna? It subsides them. Yesterday we saw, we gave the class there. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of non-essentials does not mean negation of essential. Those which are essential factor in our life, essential means, is body more essential than the soul, or soul is more essential than the body? Soul is essential more than the body. Because if the soul is there in the body, then body is worthwhile something. If soul is not there,
body is nothing.
So, the essentiality of the soul and soul's functions cannot be negated. Essential, negation of non-essentials. You know, that is beneficial. Like the body, if you do some fasting in a limited way, but that is good for the body, is it not? Fasting is good for the body. So negation of non-essential does not mean negation of the essential. If you become little austere, then this austerity is going to help you for your positive approach to Krishna consciousness. If you fast on Ekadashi, chant 16 instead of 16 rounds, 25 rounds, you know, because I cannot fast. That's all right. But if you are sick and you are forced to fast because you can't take food even, then say, "Oh, I was sick, that's why I could not chant my rounds." Negation of non-essential does not mean negation of essentials. What is essential, you must do. And there is no impediment to do. Okay, lie down, don't get up, and chant while lying. But chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So, this is important. The children say, "Oh Maharaj, I have examination, I could not chant. Can I chant later on?" I said, "Okay, but finish it up." What can you do? So, they know that they have to chant, but we are waking up all night and our mind is only in this particular subject. So, they are bypassing the essentials. But how long can you, suspend the essentials? You can play around here and there a little bit, but never on the aspect of negation of the essentials. Right? Negation of non-essentials does not mean negation of essential. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. Now, which form is negative and which form is positive? Is our body having a true form?
Negative form.
It's too difficult to realize. We are attached to the body. Negative means image. Man is made in image of God. So, if we think that this sharir avidya jal, this form, this body is lump of ignorance. Avidya means ignorance. It is nothing but lump of ignorance. But somehow or other it has been made in the image of the Lord. So, it will help us to realize the Lord. Through the most important vehicle or medium for our activities to be performed, it should be utilized for the Lord's service. Just like bhakti means rishikena rishikesam sevanam bhakti ruchyate. The senses have been given not for enjoyment. It is non-essential. But the senses are supposed to be utilized in service of Rishikesh, the master of the senses. That is essential. Right? So in this way we choose in bhakti. So bhakti cult is meant for realization, the positive form. Krishna's positive form, Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam, will be brought up by serving the essential aspects of bhakti. Alright? Sometimes we learn bhakti as a little practice, but people do not know. But they still keep Lord's photo in the corner and every day get bath, and children are taught to bow down before the Lord and just wave a little agarbatti and get up. Or do whatever you want to do. This is the bhakti. This. Oh, we believe in Krishna. Oh, we have in our home the photo of Krishna. I do puja every day. They say. But puja is part of the whole bhakti process. And it does not fructify without the holy name. Even the form will not be realized. It's simply doing the photograph. But they'll say, who Krishna is? I don't know. But I believe in him. How do you believe if you do not know him? So the religion became a make-believe thing then. So in this way, we see we have to realize the positive form of Krishna, who is sitting in the heart as Paramatma. It's a positive form, and Atma has also the positive form. Our body is covered on that positive form. So therefore, we think that our positive form is this, by illusion. Ma, yeah, ma means this. Ma means not. Ya means this. This is not the real thing. That is called Maya. And behind it. So we have to bring out our positive form, which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So it's Krishna's. But without the help of Krishna's teachings, and Krishna declaring that he is the cause of all causes, we will not be able to bring out our original form. We have to learn from him how to develop the unmotivated, uncontaminated devotional service that he wants, by which we will be able to bring out our positive form and we will be able to understand him in positive way. So positive is always beneficial. You can't negate. Right? Who can call this as positive? If it is positive, then why it is changing? Do you think positive can change? So like that. When positive form is realized, negative forms are automatically eliminated. So once you become realized of your Swarupa, your negative forms are eliminated. Means this form has been spiritualized also. So it acts, it can infuse energy, the bhakti shakti into others. See? Prabhupada gives an example. If you put your finger in the socket of electric outlet, you will be electrocuted. Whoever touches you will be also electrocuted. So this energy is flowing and making you as a medium conductor, good conductor. So when the energy is flowing, you do not have the same form. It's spiritual. So when bhakti is infused in the embodiment of a devotee, you know, then others who come in contact with them, they are also going to be electrocuted by bhakti current. That's a fact. That's how the importance of satsang is there. In satsang, we must have inspiration or inspiring medium to make us, you know, good conductor of bhakti. So, therefore, with the development of bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things and he becomes attached to superior things. Alright? So, we start discriminating between good association and bad association. We choose only the one that promotes our bhakti. That kind of association we ask for. Otherwise, we give our association to others and then make them devotees. You know? We give them our. That is an anticipation. That's a positive aspect. When you have become positive, why can't you make others positive? So therefore, the obligation of all the devotees and disciples is to promote, spread out and make them devotees. That is the obligation. That is the service. Make more devotees. Otherwise, what is the use of becoming a devotee? Just play around? We are big kids. Are you hearing? The biggest kid there. So, similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living beings, leads him out of material sense enjoyment. This is the sign of a pure devotee. This is the sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool. Nor is he engaged in the inferior energies. Nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of Almighty. You know? The whole flow of the energy of devotional service comes from Krishna and passes through the guru to his disciple and the disciple to further. Like that. So this is the real mercy of Krishna that is flowing, you know, in the terms of empowerment and to make the devotee like that. It's nothing wrong. So every initiated disciple has to make others devotee. So in conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all the good qualities, namely knowledge and detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily be acquainted with bhakti. If you have knowledge and detachment, doesn't qualify you to be a bhakta. But if you are a bhakta, you will automatically get this too. Well, somebody may be impersonalist and he will show some character of detachment. You know, he can develop some tatastha lakshan, but his swarupa lakshan will be absent. You know, in impersonalist, mayavadis, they may pose. You know, Prabhupada would joke to them, you know. Mayavadi people, when you give them money, he says, "Oh, no, 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 I cannot touch this Maya. Take away, take away. Take away, you take it, you take it, you take it." Because he's going to use in his service. But he will say, "No, no, 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 it's Maya. I don't touch. I don't touch. Let my disciples touch. Let him give their time." Yeah. Sir. Oh, you can go. Are you working? On Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I thought you are detached. Take care. Thank you. We'll see you again sometime?
Or tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Excuse me. Your prasad is in his pocket. So, Prabhupada said, the Mayavadi said, "No, no, 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 no. Take away, take away, take away. I cannot touch Maya. I'm free from Maya." But then he will tell his disciple, "Okay, keep it. You keep it. You be in touch. I'm detached. I'm realized. I'm this, I'm that. You know? But you are not yet, so you can keep it. And use it in my service." You know? This is pakhand. This is called hypocrisy. Prabhupada, instead, if somebody gives money, I will extend my 10 hands to grab wherever it is possible and use in Krishna's service. You know? So, artificial show of detachment is never appreciated. Rupa Goswami therefore gave us principle. You know? Two things. First is, prapanchiki taya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumuksho hi parityago vairagyam phalgu kathyate. Phalgu means empty or fake. Fakes. Vairagya. The prapanchiki buddhi. Prapanch, pra means initial, five, panch means five, earth, water, fire, air, ether, these are called prapanch, means material. So anybody who thinks with material intelligence, prapanch ki taya buddhya, hari vastu, yeah, hari sambandhi vastu na. Bhagavan, in relation to Lord Krishna, if these five material elements and whatever is being construed, if somebody is not using in service of Krishna, because they are related to Lord Krishna, because they came out from Lord Krishna's inferior energy. So those who are mumukshu, those who are students of mukti, do not utilize in Krishna's service and just give up. That's called false or fake vairagya, fake detachment. But on the other behalf, Rupa Goswami says that anasaktasya visayan, anasakta. Asakti means attachment. Anasakti means by preventing ourselves not to be attached. Vishayan, all the objects of material nature. Anasaktasya visayan. Yatha arham upayunjata. Yatha arham. As much as it is needed in the service of Krishna, upayunjata, in the process of connection with the Supreme. Nirbande Krishna sambande. Nirbande means not with me personally that I have to utilize this material objects in my service, but Krishna sambandhe, in relationship of Krishna. Yukta vairagya mucchate. That is called yukta vairagya. Yukta means yoga yukta. Vishuddhatma, vijitatma, jitendriya. This is yukta. Yoga yukta. Yukta vairagya. It fulfills the purpose of connection with Lord Krishna. So utilize all material things in service of Krishna. That is called yukta vairagya. While the other guy was saying, no. He did not see that this material energy in the form of money in relation to Krishna. He never saw that. So he was thinking, oh, I will get into Maya. No, but that is a temporary show. Because he will tell his disciple to keep. Right? So his disciple can utilize for him. So it's a fake way then. So this is how Rupa Goswami gave us the guideline that negation of non-essential does not mean negation of essentials. You know? So, the whole material world is non-essential for Mayavadi. Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Only Brahman is true, this Jagat is Mithya. Prabhupada said it's not Mithya. It's right before you and it's going to be sustained for some time. How could you call it Mithya? This material world is sustained for some time. Because Krishna is the preserver. Right? And you call it Mithya? That's foolishness. So, Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya, that is imposter. This Jagat is not Mithya. Of course, it is temporary. And we are not part of it. That's as fine. But it's nonetheless, it is temporary. It is here. Right? So, and how temporary it is, you have no control of it. Krishna has designed this Kali Yuga is going to last for 427,000 years more, because it has passed only 5,000 years with a total of 432,000 years. So you may come back into so many lives, right? in so-called Mithya Jagat, and it will be still there when you leave the body. You are Mithya. Huh? Your life is more Mithya than the Jagat Mithya. So in this way we can put up the philosophy first and foremost to make the essential aspects of the bhakti, that ahituki, vairagya and jnana are the products if we worship. If we do not develop them, then our bhakti is lukewarm. Then our bhakti is lukewarm. We must, you know, step forward. And little by little, but step forward. Do not go backward. And that the whole world becomes so light that you will fly like Narad Muni. You know? That is the purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement. To make every one of you liberated. Prabhupada would say, all of my disciples are liberated. I mean, it's not simply a whimsical statement. But he sees that those who have taken Krishna consciousness, they are sure to be liberated. You know, this process is actually starting after liberation. And anyone who takes part in it is in a liberated state. But don't become puffed up. Yeah. Don't become egoistic of liberation. You'll be smashed. So in this way, we have to gradually develop our love of Godhead, and whatever the impediments are there, we have to clean it up.